Well, the EU's rollout of COVID-19 vaccines faces a number of serious setbacks, including news late last week that there'd be a shortfall in the volume of AstraZeneca vaccine due to reduced yields in the manufacturing process. It was the first vaccine ordered by the EU from AstraZeneca in a contract for 400 million doses. It's due to be authorised for use by the European Medicines Agency this coming Friday. News of the latest setback has prompted concern and frustration across member states regarding the slow pace of the vaccine rollout compared to non-EU countries like the UK and Israel. Let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, a very clear warning from Ursula von der Leyen this morning in relation to what the EU expects with regard to this contract, this advanced purchase contract. But what do we know about the capacity of AstraZeneca to deliver on the contract?
Well, the whole point, Brian, that the EU was making this morning was that when they signed this contract in October, the idea was that the capacity would be there in advance of the vaccine being authorised by the European Medicines Agency this Friday, as you mentioned, so that when the authorisation came, everything would be ready to go. Now, there is a hiatus between authorisation and actually getting the stuff into airplanes and delivered around the EU, and they are also looking at ways to perhaps have a derogation to EU law, because you have to have an authorization when a batch of vaccines leaves the company. There are certain restrictions there that everything has to be above board, and they're looking at ways to shorten that hiatus as well. But this is a problem with the actual manufacturer itself, and this is why the European Commission is so angry, because they say, look, this is a contract that you entered into. The EU has invested huge amounts of money into the company to deliver this contract, and they want answers. And As we speak, officials from health ministries around the EU, including Ireland and the European Commission, are in discussion with AstraZeneca to find out what went wrong and to see how they're going to meet their contractual obligation.
There are also ongoing concerns raised by the ombudsperson, Emily O'Reilly, in relation to the contracts that have been signed between the EU and the various pharmaceutical companies, and the lack of information, the lack of transparency about those deals.
Yeah, I mean, this is reflective of this huge development in the EU, whereby the European Union has bought millions upon millions of vaccines at huge amounts of money on behalf of member states. It's something they've never done before. Now, the Commission has entered into these contracts on behalf of member states. The contracts, because they are commercial, are, I suppose, by definition, confidential. The companies themselves do not want these contracts to be unveiled to the public. The Commission has been trying to assuage the demands and concerns of MEPs. They've released some of these contracts into a reading room in the European Parliament, but a lot of these contracts are redacted. And there has been a complaint by an NGO to the European Commission to have these contracts made public. The Commission has replied, but the NGO has taken its case to Emily O'Reilly, the EU Ombudsman, and she has now opened up an investigation into whether or not these contracts should be made public. The normal, I suppose, confidential concerns be set aside because of an overriding public interest in how these contracts were negotiated and what they involve.
Very good. Europe Editor Tony Connolly, for the moment, thank you for that.